From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, here we go on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Steve Ryman. So glad you tuned in. Hey, if you missed last night's message from Skip Heitzig, which was somewhat continuing Israel at War update that he began last Wednesday, he brought us more information last night, and there'll be more next Wednesday. You can look at the website at calvarynm.church/Israel to find out more. But, you know, considering things like what do the Hamas attacks on Israel mean in light of biblical prophecy, or how can we as believers show Israel that we love, support, and stand with them amid this unspeakable horror? Go check out that website at calvarynm.church/Israel. And somewhat related, want to make sure you know about this happening tomorrow night in Santa Fe. Corey Remembers. It's a solo performance by Susie Sondogger. She'll be present there for the viewing of the video, which was produced at a performance given by Susie at Calvary Church. But it's a moving solo performance that brings to life the late Corey Ten Boom. If you're not familiar with her, she assisted persecuted Jews during World War II. And listen, despite the cruel realities of the Holocaust and her family's heartbreaking experience, the audience actually leaves with spirits uplifted and hope renewed. If you've never seen this perform, maybe you've seen it, it'd be a great opportunity to bring someone with you to check out Corey Remembers. Calvary Santa Fe, that's on Clark in Santa Fe, north of Cerrillos. That's as far as direction. Cerrillos kind of, I know, goes northeast, but essentially it's north of Cerrillos. And that's tomorrow night at 6:30. We've posted the details on our website at klyt.fm. All right, there's the house cleaning. Let's welcome our guests into studio. We welcome Alicia, first of all. Alicia is with Alicia's Care. And Alicia, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm going to ask you to pull that mic right up to you. You can stay right where you are. And it'll go. There you go. get about as close as I am to the mic, because we want to capture everything you have to say. It's very important what you have to share with us. For those not familiar with Alicia's Care, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Alicia's Care is a coalition of support. It's an action team created by families and mothers, and it's to support, direct, and educate our families, our community, about the effects of and the devastation of fentanyl and other addictions. It started after my daughter died in 21 to fentanyl poisoning, and also we've lost several other members to fentanyl. So we're trying to get the education out there.
Well, and I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your daughter. It's criminal. I mean, it's, you know, what we're seeing happen, literally. And really, we're talking off the air with others here with us in studio. It's really pretty much touched everyone's life here in New Mexico. You mentioned that it provides awareness and support to these families and the communities around New Mexico. What kind of things are available through Alicia's Care that family? Now, listen, our listeners, like we said, pretty much everyone's been touched. Either they've been impacted or they know someone. So I'm sure you have some great information. What specifically is done to reach out to these families?
Well, for this event that we're going to be having on October the 21st, what we are going to do is bring a lot of different organizations, recovery programs, health programs. We're going to have Presbyterian. We're going to have the Keep New Mexico Alive. That's going to have a lot of classes through the end of October. People will be able to look at them and decide if they want to attend the classes. Some of them are going to be on with the DEA. Some of them are going to be on human trafficking. There's going to be several different, and we're going to be able to offer information so people want to go, can go, and they know where to go. So we're hoping to become a hub to give information, because through losing my daughter, I have met a lot of other family members who have lost family members.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't hard to find those families, was it?
No, they're it's amazing. Over, yeah. They're all over. And yeah. The thing is, as with myself and my sister-in-law, Diane, we did not know where to go. We did not know who to talk to. The places we did talk to, some told us just give up on them, let them hit rock bottom. But when you tell a mother or a family member to do that, it's impossible. But it's amazing what we learned later, what we should have known.
Yeah.
And this is the information we want to get out to people. And that families who have lost families are not alone. We want to bring in these people so they know that there is help out there for them. There is resources out for there for them. And there is love out there for them. Because when I lost my daughter, the hardest part was the stigma of losing your child to drugs. My daughter got addicted through opiates prescribed by a doctor. And when that was no longer available, she went to the street. As a lot of the mothers and the fathers that I have talked to have the same thing.
Yeah, and actually, let's talk about it now before I forget. We were talking about it off the air. You know, we were talking, you mentioned your daughter finding fentanyl on the street. I don't even like to use the word affordable, because it's, the price is too high. But monetarily speaking, someone can purchase fentanyl for as little as a dollar. Is that right?
That's right. It's very inexpensive, which makes it harder. We're trying to get the word out to the high school students that just because it's cheaper doesn't make it a good thing for them to try.
Yeah, well, we're seeing law enforcement just being near it, and or touching it, or you know, inadvertently, it's so potent, and it's not just the drug fentanyl. It's now what essentially we're seeing product from China making its way into America through Mexico, and it's laced with horse tranquilizers. Is that right?
Yeah, and there's a new one out there that's called Zombie that literally makes you out like a zombie. But the thing is that there's going to be some classes in there. So I wish people look at the New Mexico Live, because they're going to have classes. Because I did see an article in there that showed the legal making of fentanyl and the illegal making of fentanyl. And it's, if people see the illegal way that they make it, It's horrendous.
Well, and I mentioned, is it a tranquilizer? Is that what it? And I think with it on the fentanyl, it makes it to where if someone's taken that type, when help is applied, you know, what they would use to counter the effects of fentanyl, this counters that and makes it nearly impossible to save someone's life when they're found, you know, having taken a fentanyl and being in the midst of an overdose. And, you know, I want to touch on this real quick. We've mentioned it several times, our announcers, for the last several days. But this all connects with what we've been talking about. Saturday, October 21st, that's this Saturday, starting at 3 p.m. at the Good News Store in Albuquerque. That's on Central between Washington and San Mateo. And you can come on out and enjoy time with these families and others that are providing education. And quite honestly, I would imagine with all the families that are going to be there, that hurting families that have lost loved ones, but there'll be an opportunity to celebrate the people that have been lost. There'll be games and entertainment, food, but the evening will culminate with a candlelight vigil that commemorates those that were lost to fentanyl. And we've been mentioning Under His Construction, and we'll include with that information about Alicia's Care. I'm just kind of getting all up to speed on what's happening here. Under underhisconstruction.org to find out about that ministry. And in studio with us, Ted is here from Under His Construction. Ted, we've got just about 5 minutes. For those not familiar with what Under His Construction does to reach out to at-risk men and women, tell them a little bit more.
Well, you know, it's been in existence 17 years, Steve. And before I tell you about it, you know, God tells us His people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Mm. And that's why, as a community, we need to understand that the first time you take fentanyl, you're addicted. And there's a high percent.
And the first time could be your last.
Exactly. That was going to be my next thing. But Under His Construction is unique in that it has a 12-month program. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We're faith-based. You don't have to be a Christian to get in the program. But you will study the Bible daily, and that we start the morning with the Bible. We're under the umbrella of New Beginnings Church, and so the participants in the program go to church on Wednesday and Sunday. We have like 9 businesses that they're required to work in. Construction crews, painting, we do weddings, we have dog kennels, we have a coffee shop, the thrift store.
Well, it equips these at-risk men and women to return to society.
Exactly. Yeah. They are getting and in addition to that, and working, we have what is the top floor of the old J.C. Penney building. Mm. Pastor Cleveland calls it our upper room. And they're getting training constantly, along with counseling. You know, we partner with Crossroads Integrated Recovery Solutions. And they are one of the sponsors of the event coming up on Saturday, along with New Beginnings Church and Under His Construction. And so our participants are able to avail themselves of the services of Crossroads. So there's psychiatric care, counselors, psychologists, behavioral specialists, and of course they administer the medication. And so they are located in 5 cities in New Mexico, and the combination is amazing. Obviously not everybody graduates our program, but those that graduate the 12 months, we just see a very successful rate of people that are back with their families. They're off of their addiction, whether it's fentanyl or alcohol. Either one can be just as bad. An addiction is addiction. And then a lot of times families are restored because of all the problems the man or woman is causing. So right now we serve 33 men and women. We're in the process of raising money to be able to open up another home that would add about 12 to 14 beds. There's a constant waiting list. Obviously, you know, but sometimes it just works out. We've graduated 4 or 5 people, and so there's open beds. And it's as simple as going to our website, getting the number, and calling to find out if your loved one or if it's somebody that can call on their own, whether they can be admitted to the program. Oh. And we partner with the Albuquerque Isotopes. We go clean their stadium after every event. Yeah. Presbyterian Health Services has been so good to us, and many businesses and churches. And I just think, Steve, that, you know, like you guys have been doing at K-Lite forever, you're pulling the community together. And on something like this, we need to know everything that's available out there.
It's something really we're all doing together. And because of a lack of time, I want to make sure that people know that website again, underhisconstruction.org, to find out the information that Ted was talking about. And as far as, you know, K-L-Y-T, it's Alicia's Care and all the sponsors you mentioned, Under His Construction, New Beginnings Church, and Crossroads, all, you know, and all the other organizations, Alicia, that are going to be at this. And let's leave it with this. Let's reach out to those people that are listening. You know, you mentioned the stigma that came with your daughter's death. What a great opportunity for someone to get out to this event and connect with some of these moms and dads and families. And, you know, maybe someone's aware of someone else, and it's a little weird for them. You know, wow, what should I say? What should I do? What a great opportunity to connect with you and others just like you, to hear from your heart. Here's how you can bless those families that have dealt with this loss. So we do encourage you to be out there. Let me give the information one more time, and then Alicia, I'm gonna give you the last little bit here, because I know you have more to say. The candlelight vigil will be after the end of the event, with Alicia's Care at the Good News Store in Albuquerque. That's the thrift store, essentially, for under his construction. It's central between Washington and San Mateo. This Saturday, October 21st, starts at 3 p.m. And really, it's going to be bringing awareness to our community about the tragic outbreak of fentanyl that's alive. Not only is it alive, it's growing here in Albuquerque. But the afternoon will include games and entertainment, food, but then the candlelight vigil at the end of the evening. And Alicia, why don't you put a bow on our conversation with what you have to share?
We are also going to be having a memorial board. So what we want is everybody who has either lost somebody or somebody who is still here with us but is still lost. We want you to bring a picture. We want to post their name on it. We want to put it on a picture board. So this way, these people, all these people who are suffering or have suffered, we're going to be able to pray for them and that they'll be recognized on that board.
And not just fentanyl, if you're listening, any addiction, any drug or alcohol addiction that we need to lift up these people that are struggling in this area and need us, the community, come alongside and love them. And I've said this several times when I talk about the love of Christ, it's wanting the best for the person that you're reaching out to. And that's what's going to happen this Saturday. Alicia, Ted, thank you so much. Thank everyone involved for us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Steve. Well, you're always welcome.
And just to remind you, it'll be in the back parking lot.
Okay. There'll be plenty of noise and things. Yes. It'll be clear. If you get to the thrift store, you'll find all the happening, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, stay with us. More information about Corey Remembers. It's happening tomorrow at Calvary Santa Fe. And it's that time of year, the window for Medicare. We're going to revisit that with the Stewarts coming up on ABQ Connect.